Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I hope you're ready to move forward with me at this earlier time today. But when you have an obligation and you give God your word that you are going to do what he has called you to do, sometimes you have to adjust. So I'm adjusting this morning and praying that some of you who are up early in the morning can join me as we move forward in the word of God. And as always, it is what? It is a good word. Sorry, a little technical difficulty there. It is a good word. You know, the word that God gave me, but the title for this morning is, We Must Call on the Name of Jesus. Say it with me. We must call on the name of Jesus. We must call on the name of Jesus. When you're going through, call on the name of Jesus. When you're not going through, when you're just having a good day, call on the name of Jesus. Call on his name. Let those that hear you say Jesus, because Jesus, come on now, did he change the course of lives? He changed the course of history. He changed everything. There's something about that name. Isn't that what we hear all our lives? There's something about that name. We must call on the name of Jesus. You know, we hear all the time that what the country is going through, we're going through this, we're going through that, we're going through da-da-da, whatever the da-da-das may be. But we got to call on the name of Jesus. Demons flee at that name. Demons flee at that name. Demons flee. It changes the course of everything. We got to understand that God is alive. I am so thankful this morning, you know, that God woke me up. You know, every day I tell God, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get a do-over today. I want to just ask you to pray over a friend of mine whose husband lost his twin brother and then his mother. You know, to Rona and the DeLamolina family, I give my condolences this morning. The devil is busy, but God is calling his children home. So we pray. Have passed on, knew the Lord, and that they called on the name of Jesus. You know, last night, I got choked up. I couldn't hardly breathe. You know, I was drinking some water, and it went down the wrong way. And the next thing I know, I just could not breathe. And I felt like it was an attack that something was trying to take me out because I was working on this message. But then I realized, and then I just started calling on the name of Jesus. And I threw up the water and cleared out my throat and cleared out my esophagus, because that's what I felt like I was being choked. And, you know, I'm learning in prayer that it's a spirit called Python that likes to choke us out. When you start to lose your breath and can hardly breathe, that it's a spiritual attack, because obviously God is getting ready to do something. And the enemy is mad. Well, you know what? He can get mad today. I don't care, because I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. I call on Jesus for a clean environment. I call on Jesus for fresh air. I call on Jesus to bring the temperature down. I call on Jesus to bring a refreshing rain. I call on Jesus to give us hope in a future. Father God, I call on Jesus as we move forward in your word this morning. I call on Jesus to increase as I decrease, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I ask you, Father God, as I call on the name of Jesus, may it be acceptable in your sight. And it's in the name of Jesus I pray this prayer, believing and trusting in you, Lord, that all things are working for our good, because we are called today for a purpose. I speak for all of us as ministers, teachers, and preachers. Lord God, bless us as you bless me. Bless my brothers and sisters in the fight. For we know we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We're fighting against dark forces, oh God. And I ask you to cover my family from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet. I ask you to cover my friends and acquaintances. I ask you to cover everyone listening to this word over the airwaves, whether they be live or whether they be later. I pray the blood of Jesus over our nations. I pray the blood of Jesus over Israel and over Palestine. I pray the blood of Jesus that there will be peace in the Middle East, that there will one day be able to say, you are my brother, as we all believe in one God, one Savior, and one baptism. Father God, I thank you for this day, and I bind any spirits trying to attack my voice, my mind, or my spirit, for I am a child of God. And I will be strong and courageous. Let your word go forth, Lord God, in excellence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Call on the name, family. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. I call on his name this morning, believing and trusting that God's got us covered. Hallelujah. I call on his name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. By your bloodstained hands, Christ Jesus, and nails in your feet, I am saved from sin. I'll call on your name, Jesus. Increase as I decrease, Lord. Whew, hallelujah. So let's get in our word this morning, because I got to be at work early. And I thank God that I do what I'm called to do, because I love it. And I know that my time growing short on this assignment, because God has something else for me to do. But while I'm here and while I'm doing it, and I'm not talking blog talk, I'm talking the work that I do, I know that my time is growing short with it, you know, because God has given me another assignment and a couple actually assignments. So please keep me in prayer that when my time comes for one assignment to end, that the other assignment will be ready to go smoothly. I thank God for all his grace and all his mercy. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's get started. Now, we know that the little sneaky snake is busy. On yesterday, he slithered in and had David do a census. Got David in all kinds of trouble with the Lord, to the point where the angel of death came in and was cleaning out. Over 70,000 folks died because of David's disobedience and understanding. It wasn't just David. It was the snake, the little slithering in thing called Satan, decided to slither in and put in his spirit, oh, well, you're doing census. You know you the king. Hey, you want to know how many people out there that love you? Mm-mm. We're going to trust God. We're going to call on the name of Jesus this morning, that no weapon formed against any of us will prosper today, that all things are going to be fine, that we're going to be up, we're going to be doing what we need to do for God. And so the word of God that we have this morning is coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 23 through chapter 25, verse 31. Our word is coming out of the New Testament, and it is Acts 9:22-43. And our Psalms this morning is Psalm 78, verses 40 through 55. And Proverbs is just Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. So let's get started in the Word, because we got a lot of words, and we're going to use our time wisely. Again, thanking God for each and every one of you joining me this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And again, we must call on the name of Jesus. When you're going through, call his name. You know, one of my favorite songs is Say the Name. We got to learn how to say the name. When you don't know what else to pray, when you can't find the words to say, just say his name. And that name is Jesus. So the word says, so when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above. And the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges. 4,000 were gatekeepers. And 4,000 praised with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Also David separated them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Korah, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, the first did Jael, then Jithem and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelemai, Hazael, and Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Dathan, Zina, Jeshas, Bera, these were the four sons of Shimei. Jehaz was the first, and Zezai the second. But Jeshas and Bera did not have many sons, therefore they were assigned as fathers, as one's father's house. The sons of Korah, Imran, Izhar, Hebron, Uzziel, four in all. The sons of Aaron, Moses, and Aaron was set apart, he and his sons, forever, and he should sanctify the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing in his name forever. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershon, Shabbos was the first. Of the descendants of Elijah, Rahabah was the first, and Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rahabah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomite was the first. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, and Jehazel the third, Zachamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uzziel, Micaiah was the first, and Jeshiah the second. The sons of Mariah were Mehel, Mahalai, and Mishai. The sons of Mehel were Eliezer and Kish. And Eliezer died and had no sons, but only daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mishai were Mehel, Idar, and Jeremiah, three in all. These were the sons of Levi by their father's houses. The heads of the father's houses, as they were counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. But David said, the Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of the articles for its service. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and the fine flour, for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes, and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed, and with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord on the Sabbath, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number according to the ordinance governing them regularly before the Lord, and they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. They had to go to work, y'all, just like we must go to work, and we work for God. And it goes on to say in chapter 24, now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Itamar ministered as priests. Then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Abimelech of the sons of Itamar divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Itamar. And thus they were divided among the sons of Eleazar, were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Itamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another. For there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Itamar. And the scribe Shemar, the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king. The leaders, Zadok, the priest, Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and the Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Itamar. Now the first lot fell to Jorib, the second to Jedidiah, the third to Hiram, and the fourth to Shiram, the fifth to Melchizedek, and the sixth to Mijamin, and the seventh to Hekat, and the eighth to Abijah, and the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shekaniah, the 11th to Ishalab, and the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Hippah, the 14th to Jezebel, and the 15th of Big Eye, the 16th of Emmer, and the 17th of Hazar, the 18th of Hephaziah, Zizek, and the 19th of Pithalot, the 20th Jehezekiah, and the 21st to Jekin, the 22nd to Jemuel, and the 23rd to Deliah, and the 24th to Messiah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance, by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, the sons of Amram, Shabel, and the sons of Shabel, Jeziah, concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah. The first was Ishai of the Israelites, Shelemoth of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaz the third, and Jachamim the fourth of the sons of Uzziah, Micah of the sons of Micaiah, Shamar the son, the brother of Micaiah, Isaiah of the sons of Isaiah, Zechariah the sons of Merari, were Mishai the sons of Jezeb, the sons of Merari by Jeziah, were Bino, Shoem, Zechor, Ibrahim of the Melai, Eliezer, who had no sons of Kish, the son of Kish, Jeremiah, of the sons of Mishai were Mahalai, Eder, Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's houses. These also cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of their fathers' houses of the priests and Levites, the chief fathers, did just as their younger brethren. And as we continue, it says, moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jedidah, who should prophesy with harps, string instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was of the sons of Asaph, the four, Joseph, Nethaniah, Asherali. The sons of Asaph was under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king of Jethan. The sons of Jethan, Jedidiah, Zerai, Jeshariah, Shammai, Hashbiah, Mathaniah, six under the direction of their fathers. Jethan, who prophesied with harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord, of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bechiah, Mathaniah, Uzziel, Shabal, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Elathan, Jethadot, Ramanoth, Izar, Zashbik, Kesai, Melahazar. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the word of God, to exalt his horn, for God gave him 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, string instruments, and harps. For the service of the house of God, Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. Now the first lot of Asaph came from Joseph, the second of Gedaliah, whom with his brethren and sons, 12, the third to Zachor, whose sons and his brethren 12, the fourth to Jezri, his sons and his brethren 12, and fifth for Nethaniah, whose sons and his brethren 12, the sixth to Pekiah, his sons and his brethren 12, the seventh to Jezreeli, his sons and his brethren 12, the eighth to Jeshaiah, the sons and his brother, 12. The ninth for Nethaniah, his sons and his brother, 12. The tenth to Shammai, his sons and his brother, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brother, 12. Are y'all catching that? 12 in there. And the 12th to Hashbaiah, his sons and his brother, 12. The 13th to Shabal, his sons and his brother, 12. The 14th for Methaniah, the sons of his brother, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his brother, 12. The 16th for Hananiah, his sons and his brother, 12. The 17th for Joshbekiah, his sons and his brother, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and his brother, 12. The 19th to Miladi, his sons and his brother, 12. And the 20th for Eothai, his sons and his brother, 12. And the 21st to Hatar, his sons and his brother, 12. The 22nd to Gedaliah, and his sons and his brother, 12. The 23rd to Mezariah, his sons and his brother, 12. And the 24th to Ramoth Elijah, his sons and his brethren, 12. 24, and all 24, 12. God has a thing for 12, huh? Hallelujah, what a word. This morning, Psalm 78, verses 40 through 55. How often they provoked him in the wilderness. And we're talking the children of Israel. And grieved him in the desert. Yet, again and again, they tempted God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. We can't limit God, y'all. We cannot limit God. God can do all things but fail. We put God in a box too often. We got to open the box and say, Lord, your will, not mine. Hallelujah. And he goes on to tell us they did not remember his power. The day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, turned their rivers into blood and their streams they could not drink. He sent swarms of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He also gave their crops to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He also gave up their cattle to the hail and their flocks to fiery lightning. He cast on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble by sending angels of destruction among them. He made a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the plague and destroyed all the firstborn in Egypt, the first of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he made his own people go forth like sheep and guide them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they did not fear, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to his holy border. His mountain, which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Proverbs 20:3, it is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. What a word this morning. And we have a life lesson from chapter 78 of Psalms, verses 52 and 53. And this is what Dr. Stanley has written. And again, I love this word that we are using this year. And again, for those that are just joining this Moving Forward show and experience of Bible study. And I say we're not like every other Bible study. We're going to read every word of the word and get an understanding, hopefully. is you ask God to give you understanding and discernment of the word. We ask daily for the Lord to increase as we decrease. And the word is coming from the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. We get into our New Testament. The word that God gave me for our title is to call on the name of Jesus. That we got to learn that name. We must call on the name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, call on the name of Jesus. Whatever you may come up against, call on the name of Jesus. When you're under attack, call on the name of Jesus. Watch the name make demons flee. Hallelujah. Today I'll call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, cover my home. Jesus, cover my body. Jesus, cover my spirit. Jesus, cover my family. Jesus, cover everything that is in my life. I call on the name of Jesus. And as we move, it says, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Now, after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down through the wall in a large basket. That's a trivial question. What did Saul or Paul get out of the city of Damascus in? He was lowered down the wall in a basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. And he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. And disputes against the Hellenists, they attempted to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydia. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt in Lydia and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. The woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. Now, I want to say this because, you know, you have so many of them out there talking about women can't do this and women can't do that. They can't preach in the pulpit. They can't, you know, In the old church, in the new church, in the way, this is what it says. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple. What's a woman? A certain disciple. In other words, a preacher, a teacher. A preacher, teacher, disciple. She was a member of the way named Tabitha, which is translated to Dorcas. The woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in upper room. And since Lydia was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa. And many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon the Tanner. What a word. Calling on the name of Jesus. Calling on the name of Jesus brought Dorcas back from the dead. Come on now. Don't tell me what God can't do. But no, what did Peter do first? He prayed. We must pray. We must pray. Prayer can bring a breakthrough. I know it did in me yesterday. I went to prayer meeting. As they say, I went to a meeting last night and my soul wasn't right. But something got a hold on me, and it was the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that God touched my heart. He prophesied over me, and I know that I am strong and I am courageous, and I will not walk in fear. For God is a God of faith, that substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I walk in faith, not fear. Hallelujah. We got to start speaking over ourselves. When the enemy comes at us, we know that God has already placed a standard around us. I thank God today for his grace. I thank God today for his mercy. I thank God today for his goodness and his kindness. I thank God today that we are under grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We call on his name this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Hallelujah. As the Gaither brothers sing, Master, Savior, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all fade away. But there's something about that name. Hallelujah. And again, we're going to go back over to Psalm 78, what the Bible says about no fear, because God is here. Can y'all say that with me? No fear, because God is here. That sounds like something Mother Rita would write, because, you know, she is our wordsmith. I love it. And one more time, no fear, because God is here. I think that Dr. Stanley has been listening to Mother Radio, because that sounds like something she would give us. No fear, because God is here. And it says it is a beautiful statement of God's leadership. He made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so they did not fear. Psalm 78:52-53. A demoralized slave-worn Israelites needed the strong, gentle leadership of the good shepherd. So he not only cared for their needs and protected them from their enemies, but he gave them a visible reminder of his powerful presence with them. Exodus 13:21 tells us, "The Lord went before them by day in the pillar of clouds to lead the way, and by night in the pillar to give them light, in the pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by night and day." Though God may not be leading you in the same way he did the Israelites, there's an important principle here that can keep you from becoming discouraged. God is guiding you, showing you the way you should go. As long as you maintain your focus on him, you'll have no reason to fear. Unfortunately, our human tendency is to take our eyes off God and become overwhelmed by the perils and the that encircle us. It is then that we forget the magnificent power of all our Almighty God. Are you afraid of something today? Is some situation gnawing away at you and causing you anxiety? Are you completely lost as to how to proceed? Then put your focus back on God. His message to you is clear. The Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear, not be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8. Your good shepherd has your eye, He has your every need in mind. Can I say that again? The good shepherd has your every need in mind. And as the word God says, the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you. You nor forsake you. Do not fear, not be dismayed. Hallelujah. We call on the name of Jesus this morning. And as we continue, it says, therefore, don't take your eyes off Him. Don't take your eyes off Jesus, family. Obey Him in every step of faith. He commands you to take, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He will guide you through the wilderness, lead you in safety, and be your confidence in every situation. We all have our wilderness journeys. We all have our wilderness moments. But that the name of Jesus, and that Jesus leads us, Jesus guides us. He is our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm filled up this morning. I didn't know, hallelujah, that early in the morning when God calls you to do something, you just got to get up and do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, this morning for this mighty word and some life lessons from chapter 9 of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9, verse 22. And we're going to go back to verse 22. And it says, and it opens our word, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Because what you got to remember, Paul was a scholar. He was a Pharisee. He knew the word. And when he got hit by the light, he got hit by the voice of Jesus, he got torn down to be built back up. I once was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Paul had an awakening. But it's saying Saul, he has not become Paul yet. It's as though Saul had worldly knowledge through his education as a Pharisee. It didn't compare to the spiritual wisdom he acquired when Jesus Christ became his Savior. God can use your temporal gifts and aptitudes in an amazing way when they are under the control of his Spirit. We say, Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us. Take control of my gifts and let me use them for the betterment of the kingdom. Hallelujah, for the betterment of the Father, the Son, and of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord, this morning. Acts 9:27, Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. The name Barnabas means son of encouragement. And where we see him in the book of Acts, he's encouraging someone. In this case, he vouched for Saul when everyone else was afraid of him. Because we know before he left Jerusalem, Saul was a hot mess. He was putting folks in jail left and right, getting folks beat. And, of course, his biggest sin was standing and watching Stephen die, holding on to the clothes of those that were beating him with rocks, who were killing him with stones, who did not care that he was a son of God. Hallelujah. He had some atoning to do, but he chose to work for the Lord. Ooh, what a word. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. They were multiplied. Can I say that again? Walking in the fear of the Lord and in comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. Peace and fear and comfort may seem like unlikely partners, but the peace of Christ combined with the fear of God, combined with the comfort of the Spirit, makes a powerful recipe for growth. And that is to the churches out there. You wonder why you're not growing, because you're not having peace and fear. Comfort may seem like unlikely partners. We know peace and fear seem like they don't go together. But this word tells us, but the peace of Christ combined with the fear of God, combined with the comfort of the Spirit, makes a powerful recipe for growth. Put your best faces and foot forward as you walk for God. Thanking God this morning for this mighty word. Thanking you that got up early with me today to go over the word with me and to study the word with me. I thank God for each of you. We are finished this morning, and we are wrapping it up. But before we go, we're going to just call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. We got to call on the name of Jesus and thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for dying for us on Calvary. We're going to make this day glorious. Join me as we go out in song this morning. And I say to you as we get ready to depart from each other, a word from Sister Carolyn, if I have it, because we are early today. And if not, I will make sure that I have it for you in the morning. We'll do today and tomorrow's word together, because I am a little early for Sister Carolyn. So I thank all of you this morning, and I say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in the precious holy name of Jesus, the name we call on at all times. For we will trust in the Lord. We will, his name will continually be on our mouth, hallelujah. Trusting in the name of Jesus, we must call on the name of Jesus. Keep that name in the forefront of your mind today. As you're driving, Jesus. As you're going to bed, Jesus. As you're sitting in the chair, Jesus. As you're laying in the bed, Jesus. As you're walking down the street, Jesus. As you're riding on the bus, Jesus. Whatever you're doing today, just call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Hallelujah. Let's make our praise glorious today.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house.
And I say to you this morning, it is a wrap, but we're going out with praise today. Woo, hallelujah. We're going to give God praise this morning. We're going to get our dance on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, we're going to let Martha take us there this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Your troubles all behind you. Don't you wait another minute.
Just get up there on your feet.
Woo!
Singing, jumping,
yes.
Leaping, get the sound. Make it loud and make it glorious. Don't forget to praise me. Lifting, raising, get the sound. Make it loud and make it praise. Glorious, glorious.
Woo! Hallelujah. Make his praise glorious before the family. Keep the name of Jesus at the forefront. Yes. Call. Yes. lifting up the name of Jesus this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you all for listening in this morning. Make your praise glorious this morning. Call on the name of Jesus. Let the name of Jesus be lifted in your atmosphere. I call on the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. I pray and I'm praising, jumping and leaping, for I know that my Savior lives, and he is sitting on the right hand of Father God. Interceding for me, interceding for you. Have a blessed day. Make your praise glorious today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus and have a blessed day. It's a wrap.